The upsurge in violence in the Anbar province of Iraq has been condemned by the United Nations Secretary General. According to reports, at least 60 people have died in car bombings and clashes between security forces and militants linked to Al-Qaeda in the province. Ban Ki-moon is currently in Iraq to discuss the country's future. The violence has surged as Iraq prepares for elections scheduled for the 30th of April this year. I am Derek Mbata. The security challenges facing Iraq were among the issues UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon discussed with Iraqi leaders as he began his visit to the country on Monday. Secretary General Ban spoke about this issue at a joint press conference with Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki in Baghdad.
I'm especially worried about deteriorating security in parts of Iraq. I strongly condemn the terrible attacks which have targeted civilians, and I'm deeply saddened by the senseless death of innocent Iraqi women, children, and men. The suffering of their families should spur us all to action.
The situation in Iraq has also been under the radar screen of the Security Council as militants launched major offensives in the cities of Ramadi and Fallujah in the past 2 weeks. Council President for January, Ambassador Prince Zayed Raad Zayed Al Hussein of Jordan, told reporters on Friday that the Council was briefed on the latest developments in Iraq.
The ensuing discussion focused on the danger of the current situation and the challenges facing the Iraqi government. The members of the Council expressed complete condemnation of all terrorist acts occurring there, and the Council will continue to look at all options available to it on this issue.
Even before his visit to Iraq, the UN Secretary General had been closely following the situation in the country. In his first press conference for this year on Friday, the UN chief expressed his concern about the latest upsurge of violence in the country.
The government of Iraq has a responsibility to protect all its citizens from violence and acts of terrorism while exercising restraint in the use of force and protecting human rights. I have been urging Iraqi government leaders, including Prime Minister al-Maliki, that the policies of their government should be inclusive and promote reconciliation among all the different ethnic groups, embrace all the people in the country.
Secretary General Ban said what Iraq needs is good governance and to address the grievances of those people who may not be satisfied with what is going on in the country. Derek Mbata, United Nations.